We are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. And there's a very interesting question today that the Gemara is going to ask that absolutely is difficult for me to understand, but I found that the Achrayim also don't understand it. So they don't give an answer, so I'll leave it right there. The third line from the top, Lamed Hey Amid Beis. How do I know there's a drasha of klal prato klal? Where does this come from? Where do we find this? Now, when we're very bothered, we had a whole brice that had said that the halacha of Nazir taught us klal prato klal by writing chatzan and patzog afterwards, right? In prat klal prat, which is similar to klal prato klal. But here, for some reason, the Gemara wants to know, where is the source of such a midah? Of such a midah, shatayr and nedreshes, perhaps. Where do we find it in a brice? Again, the Achrayim asked, we showed you a brisa beforehand, where the brisa told us the rules of klal prat klal prat. So I didn't see a good answer. Zok the Rush. The Rush is Minol on the Hachihu. To me, it's the second Rush on the page. I don't know where it is for everybody else. Minol on the Midah B'Tayvihi the Midrash Kena Prat. How do I know there's such a Midah? Barabonan Koi. And the truth is, Zok the Rush, V'loi Maisi Daima B'Daima. It's not going to bring an answer that's really similar. Why? The Le'elda Shina Prat Klau Prat. Till now, Rabbanan, we're talking by Nazir, Prat, Klau, Prat. Well, Maisi, Klau, Prat, Klau. We're going to bring the source for Klau, Prat, Klau. We're not going to bring Prat, Klau, Prat. We're going to bring Klau, Prat, Klau. Ella, Tamuda, Yada, Shedin, Echad, Lehem. The Gemara knew they're the same. So if we prove one, automatically you prove the other. Now, again, why are we looking for this? I'm not sure. But for whatever reason we're looking for it, we're not going to bring you an example of Prat, Klau, Prat. We're going to bring you an example of klal prat klal, and once you know that, the other one follows suit.
And
Rabbi Eliezer holds, he goes with a different school of thought.
He says there's no such thing as klal.
Exactly. He says Reba meet Reboy. Now, he does agree to prat klal prat. That we said last week, whatever we learned last week. Zog de Gemara de Tanya. But Asata HaKesef, this is when a guy comes to Yerushalayim. He redeemed his Maisra Sheni. He comes to Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says, But Asata HaKesef, B'chol HaShetav and Namshukov. Use the money for everything your heart desires. Klau. B'chol HaShetav and Namshukov is a general statement. But then the Pasuk lists four specifics. Ba'bokar, Ba'tzayin, sheep, cattle and sheep. Ba'yayin u'ba'sheikhar, wine and old wine. By the way, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and in Brises, Sheikha never means beer. In Gemara, Sheikha means beer. The Mishnah never refers to beer. It calls Sheikha is what the Torah says Sheikha, which is old wine. Yayin b'Sheikha al-Tesht is wine and old wine. Why it has to say twice, I don't know, but that's what Sheikha means in this Brisa. But yeah, in the Pasuk, yes?
Wine and old wine are essentially two different categories. New wine is less alcoholic, it tastes of grape juice, old wine is alcoholic.
That's because you're assuming that the new wine didn't ferment yet.
It takes a while for it to ferment.
Okay.
And that's why you age wine.
That could be. Okay. I mean, fine. I'm not going to argue with you because I don't know these things. I'm just going to accept it and move on.
I've always understood that comes up frequently. Right. Wine and old wine.
Right. Pratt. And then the pasuk ends at everything your heart asks for, your soul asks for. Chazir klau, klau prat klau. This is a brisa. Yata done. Okay, not prat. This is the brisa that serves as the source for this midah, not the source in the chumash for that midah, the source in Chazal for that midah, right? Ma prat mefurish primi pri ugedule karka. Just like the prat expresses things that are a fruit of a fruit. Meaning they come from a, like animals, come from their offspring of another animal. Grapes, wine, is an offspring of, it's not an offspring, is a, what am I looking, a result of, not result, comes out of a grape. Wine comes out of a grape, right? Ugedule karka, and they get nutrition from the ground. Very important translation I just said. Gedule karka can have two meanings in Chazal. Sometimes it means something that grows in the ground, and sometimes it means gets nutrition from the ground. An animal doesn't grow from the ground, but an animal lives of things that grow in the ground. So therefore, the Braisa will call it Gedulei Karka. Sometimes when the Braisa uses Gedulei Karka, it means specifically things that grow in the ground. And this time, the Braisa does not mean that. Animals don't grow from the ground, but they get their nutrition from things that grow in the ground. So therefore, that's Klal Prato Klal. We're not going to get involved in any specifics. This is the Braisa that teaches us Klal Prato Klal. Zuck the Rush. Primi Pri. Bunker Mitzrayim is Abrim Zumi Zev Yoldim. They get credit, they get pregnant and give birth. Gedulei Karka, Shigidelim Benizaynim Meisvei Adama. Either they grow or they get nutrition from the grass of the ground. Avko, so what is included? What are we including with that klal prato klal? Lasuya Oifas includes birds. Birds are also Primi Pri, and they're Gedulei Karka, they exist on things that grow from the ground. Lemute dogim, fish are not considered gedulei karka, because fish don't eat from our ground, they eat from underwater. Now, again, that's not called gedulei karka. Umayim umelach, water and salt, also are not primi pri and gedulei karka, because mefarish v'reish v'omarvin, see Erevin Perek 3, where the Gemara elaborates on this. Zog the Gemara weiter. Michdi. Klal prato klal. Now the Gemara is going to explain to you the mechanics here. And let me explain this outside and we'll do it inside. When you have a klal prato klal, we can break it into two. If we only had a klal prat, it would have been only the prat. Klal prat, only the prat. If we only had a prat and a klal, it would be everything. So you have the prat in the middle can be pulled two sides. If you use it with the first klal, and ignore the second klal, you would include only nothing. You would include nothing. If you used it with the second klal and ignored the first klal, you would include everything. So the Torah meant compromise. One side pulls you to ignore, not to include anything. One side pulls you to include everything. And the Torah put them together. The Torah says, compromise. Chain a prat.
I like the expression pulled, because really it's the prat pulling the klal.
Well, both ways.
The prat
pulls the klal.
The
other way is the klal pulls the prat. What I meant to say is go that way and go the other way. I might not have expressed it the right English term. But basically, you're compromising because the two are doing the opposite way. By prat to klal prat, it's the exact opposite. The first prat and klal includes everything. The second prat says, no, nothing. The klal prat. Right? The klal goes both ways. With the prat, it's after the first prat. That would include everything. The second prat says, no, it includes nothing. Klal prat. Again, compromise. You have a prat, klal prat. One side is pulling you to include everything, and one side is including you to pull nothing. It's the exact opposite of klal prat to klal, but it's the same idea. So what we do is compromise. So let's read it in Mirti. Klal prat to klal, kein prat to dainina. Klal basra mai ahani. What does the last klal do for you? A honey-lay soup, it called the dummy-lay. It adds everything similar. It says everything similar to the prat. The soup, prat klal to prat klal u prat, kaina prat aninam, right? We do the same thing by prat klal u prat. And there, prata basroi maya honey, what does the last prat for do? A honey, ila prata basroi, halamina nasa klal maisakala prat. Without the last prat, I would have included everything, right? So it's exactly the same, just in two different directions. So, Mirti, train klal u prata, or train prata u klala. Both klal prata klal and prat klal prat. Kain prata daninan. We treat them the same way. We do kaina prat. So, mayiki beni beni. So, what's the difference? Why did the Torah sometimes say klal prata klal and sometimes prat klal prat? It's exactly the same. Why is the Torah do it in two different ways? If it's exactly the same, well, why not? Again, following the same mechanism. They're both compromises between two directions. Had you had klal prat to klal prat would have been nothing. Prat to klal would have been everything.
I thought klal prat klal, the last klal includes everything similar to the prat.
And prat klal prat, the middle klal includes everything similar. The combination
only,
of...
Only things very similar, right?
Same similar. What do you mean by very similar? So the Gemara is going to answer. You might have seen it. I mean, no art score. You might have cheated earlier. That could be. But that's the Gemara's question.
Right.
It's one and the same. Right. And for the Gemara, no. There's a difference. Ika, there is a difference. My Ika, many, many. The little tartan quality of prati. Ika prati the dhamma after the bachasad might be none. All you need is that be equal in one way. Trey prati klali, you can prati the dummy bishnates done, there might be none. You need it to be alike in two ways, but chad sadle might be none.
What does that mean? One way, two ways.
Okay, primi pri, ugadule karka, theoretically are two different things. We made everything that's primi pri and gadule karka. Right? How about something that's primi pri and not gadule karka? Or gadule karka and not priya pri? Similar. But not similar in two ways, just similar in one way. So what the Gemara is saying, by the way, it doesn't work, and I'll explain why in a minute. The Gemara is saying is, by klal prato klal, we need one similarity, and by prat klal prat, we need two similarities. Now, that's the kasha, so why over there do we need primi pri and dule karka? It's two. We only need one at the klal prato klal. So the Rishonim speak out, because we don't know which is the main similarity. If you know which is the main one, you don't need any more. But since we're mesupik, which is the main one, you need both. So, and many times you'll need two by klal prato klal, but not because you need two, because you don't know which is the one. But you really only need one. And by prat klal prat, you need two. Yes, Dr.
Got it.
Okay. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, so let me just do the Raj, and then I'll make a rundown here. Some things that people asked me before that maybe we'll be able to answer. Dr. Rush, Trey Kola Basra Mai Hasani Le Sufi called the Dummerle. The Elav Kola Basra Havale Klau Prat, the Ava Klau Masha Prat. Without the last Klau, it would have been only the Prat. Trey Kola Prati, Ika the Dummerle, Avale Bachatzad Babina. Trey Prati, Kola the Dummerle, Mabet Stadim. Has to be equal two ways. The Mistama, the Trey Kola, Mabina, and Trey Machat Kola. Mistama, two klalim is more inclusive than one klal. That's why we say this is two ways and this is only one way. Now, somebody asked me at the beginning of last week, so why do we, if klal prat is only the prat, so why is there a klal? And if prat and klal is everything, why is there a prat? So, Taisus answers, Tarash does not address it here, Taisus answers. If you would have a prat by itself, we would make comparisons. This makes sense to compare. This makes sense to compare. A hekesh, a gzereshava, different ways of comparing things. Klal Prat says, no comparison. Don't use any of the other ways of darshaning sukkim. It's only the Prat. Had it not written the Klal before the Prat, it would have been a Prat. Prat by itself, I'm allowed to make logical comparisons. I'm allowed to look for gzereshavas. I'm allowed to look for hekesh. I'm allowed to do for... Comes along the Terek Klal Prat, nothing included. It's like saying, don't use any other mechanism. Prat to Klal is the other way. Had the Torah only written the Klal, I would have said, maybe use different Lamudim to limit the Klal. So the Torah put a Prat before the Klal to say, everything is included. Don't try to limit anything. So by writing this, the Torah is saying, basically, no other drushas are allowed here. This is what we want. Klal Prat or Prat to Klal?
Klal by itself.
Means everything. But we would limit. You might have a hekish, a zereshava. Sometimes you limit Klalim. But by Prat to Klal, the time you say don't limit it.
Klal Prat.
Prat by itself, we can expand. Klal Prat says no expansion.
Klal by itself also no expansion, or we limit.
Cloud can be limited. It could be limited. It means everything unless you limit it. But there are different ways to darshan that might be limiting. Cloud prat is not expanding. And prat to cloud is not limiting. Right, we go by the last one. That's down. Now, if anybody's interested, Taisus goes through what Ribui is also. But it's three new rules to learn. I don't know if it's Kedai to get involved in that. But this is where the Taisus explains.
Which one?
In Ika, that Taisus, that bottom Taisus, Tysus will discuss. So what is Ribui Mir Ribui do? What is Mir Ribui? What is Ribui Mir?
They all exist,
except Tyson says, Miat Reboy is the same as Reboy Miat Reboy. There's no difference between the two. Miat and Reboy includes everything besides one thing, and Reboy Miat Reboy includes everything besides one thing. That's if you have Reboy at the end. If you have just Reboy and Miat, we use it like a klal prato klal. Reboy Miat, according to that man the Amar, a Reboy and one Miat, no Reboy at the end, we use it like a klal prato klal. So to say it very simply, if I can say it clearly, Ribui Miat Ribui includes everything besides one thing. So does Miat and Ribui. Similar. Ribui and Miat is like a klal prato klal. It's not like klal prat, which would be nothing. Ribui and Miat says everything similar to the Miat. That's the three rules. Yes. Ribui, Miat, and Ribui, and Miat and Ribui, they're the same. That everything is included besides one thing. The Miat excludes one thing. There's no difference in Tysus between Ribui, Miat, and Ribui, and Miat and Ribui. Why is there a first Ribui? What?
Ribui, Miat,
Ribui. Having Ribui, Miat, Ribui,
and
Miat, Ribui is the same thing. Why we have the first Ribui, Tysus gives answers, but that's not the point here. Ribui and Miat only, right, includes everything similar to the Miat.
Does anybody accept Rabbi
Mattel
Yasser? Is that the only home for Ribui Miat?
That's an assumption throughout Chas. The Rabbi Yasser is a Ribui Miat man.
Are there other
Amoraim
and are denying their
whole? Yes, I think so, yes.
Can you flip back and forth?
Interesting enough, in Gemara Baba Kama flips back and forth, meaning it goes with the school of those who hold klal prato klal. Those who hold klal prato klal sometimes say it's not a klal prato klal, it's a Ribui Miat Ribui, based on the wording of the pasuk. I never saw those who hold Ribui Miat and Ribui say that sometimes it's a klal prato klal. I never saw it flip that way.
Right, but we had
Rav Elazar. Holds prat klal prat. But we didn't have him hold klal prato klal. I don't remember, again, with my limited knowledge, and I really mean this, not with Hanibus, but I don't remember a case that the Mandamer holds Ribui Miat Ribui says here it's a klal prato klal. But I can remember a number of cases that the Mandamer that says klal prato klal says that this wording of the pasuk tells me it's a different, it's the Ribui Miat way it root to go. Yes.
Isn't Rabbi Akiva?
He's one of the ones, yes.
He says it as the klal.
Again, this is a Rabbi Shmuel holds klal prato klal. We say it every day.
Right.
I'm saying is not, there's many tanroim on both sides. Right. But there are both many tanroim on both sides. But so I did see that some people switch, and I only saw the switch one way, but also only based on certain wording of the pasuk. Gemara Baba Kama, Gemara Neir, a few places that the Gemara does that, but I never remember that the Gemara going the other way. Frank the Gemara. Umiyat v'riboy, nami ribi akhel. Prato klal includes everything, and miyat and riboy includes everything. Right? Prato klal, without a first klal. What is the rule by prato klal? Include everything. What is the rule by miyat and riboy? Include everything. So my ikka, may miyat and riboy the prato klal. So what's the difference? The Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Ikka. Ilu prato klau, ma bina nafila alim v'lulavin. Umiyat v'riboy, v'lulavin en alim loy. Let me explain what the Gemara is saying, and then we'll take the practical application. Miyat and riboy is not as inclusive as prato klau. Miyat and riboy means exclude one thing, right? That's what we said. Miyat and riboy means exclude one thing. Prato klau, you exclude nothing. Everything's included. So what's the what would be the difference in Nazir? Difference in Nazir would be that if you do Mi'at and Ribui, you would exclude the leaves. You would include the shoots, but you would exclude the leaves.
We're
going to get that in a minute. I'll get that. Tyson's is contributing. And Prato Klau, if we were to use Prato Klau, we wouldn't have excluded the leaves. In fact, Tyson, before we said we're excluding the branches, not the leaves. The Tyson, there are two kinds of leaves. The soft leaves are like the lulavim. The hard leaves are like branches. So the Gemara before was talking about soft leaves. So therefore the Gemara said we include the soft leaves. Here the Gemara is saying there are leaves, they're like branches, which we excluded. And therefore, that's what Mi'at and Ribui does. Had it been a Pratul Klau, we wouldn't have excluded anything, including the branches. So the Gemara is just trying to show you that in one sense, Pratul Klau is more inclusive than Mi'at and Ribui. The bottom line is, really, as the Lord's Mi'at and Ribui. And therefore, he only included the soft leaves and the shoots. So Taisa says that before we said Alan are included, here we're saying Alan is not included. Make up your mind. So Taisa says before we were talking about soft leaves, and here we're talking about hard leaves. The Rush does not comment. So the Rush doesn't say anything, but Taisa says that. Flowers, little things that come out. Dr. will explain to you.
Take a look at the grapevine, which is on Jeanette having twin Berkeley and Benadryl, doing two little tendrils which come out. Those are shoots.
Do they grow anything? Fruit, flowers?
They may. That one I can't tell you, but they certainly would be edible.
Okay, Dr. Raj. Dr. Raj, that we did so far. Dr. Raj. We include everything. Miyat v'ribu, the love and then alun loy. The miyat v'ribu, I become my ribu and miyat v'ribu. Miyat and ribu is like ribu and miyat and ribu. That's what I told you a few minutes ago. The mamai davar echad, that excludes one thing, which in this case, we are excluding the hard leaves and the branches. The hard leaves and the branches. Fine. Okay, we will stop over here.